Teresa Tavern. I love to be a Teresa Tavern. We all love to be jittery citizens. Shaboom, shaboom, it's jitter my company. Shaboom, shaboom, it's gonna be so funny. Shaboom, shaboom, coming out with me. Shaboom.
Hello, everybody. We are the Jittery Citizens, the only show at the moment that is 100% improvised, unrehearsed, unscripted on Unradio. Welcome, Jittery Citizens! We are in studio today and we are having a pizza party! Because that's what improv comedy is about. Am I right? It's about pizza. It's about partying. Funtaneity. I've just made up a word.
And cheese.
That is what it is about. And we're gonna have a cheesy fun show, and we're gonna just really get into some games today, and really get into what improv comedy is, and just having fun with it. It's another episode of Jittery Citizens on Unradio, so we can do what we want. I'm your host today. My name is Claudine Ullman, and you are going to be joined by most definitely, the hottest troupe of improvisers, comedians, and actors who all make up Jittery Citizens. And if we could just quickly go around and introduce yourselves to the plebeians.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jovan Matre, and I am a performer / everything else.
Hi there, Jovan. My name's Greg Fillion, and I'm here to play and have some fun. Let's do it.
What's up? My name is Claire Taylor. I'm an actress, singer, dancer, voice artist, etc., and I'm a Jittery Citizens improviser. Yeah.
Good evening. My name is Pablo, and I'm here to entertain you for the evening.
Oh, I didn't realize we had a Spaniard in our midst.
Hi, my name is Chris van Rensburg. I am an actor, voice artist, performer in general, and weird guy.
All-round strange dude.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, I'm Nida Hussein, and I do a bunch of different things. Art, yay, create, skateboard, improv, woo, bye.
Hey, everybody, how are you doing? My name is Campbell Jessica Mears, and yes, Daenerys for Queen of King's Landing, always.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Thanks for reading it. Now we don't have to watch it.
No, that's episode 3. That was like 3 weeks ago.
That is happening.
Who's next?
Hi, I'm Anyaka Lomotong, and I'm eating pizza. And I also perform.
Amazing. You're eating pizza on radio. We are joined by the brilliant Tony Bentall on keys.
Yeah.
Which is totally awesome.
Oh my goodness, I forgot. It's me too.
Megs has just joined us. Welcome, Megs. Sorry.
I'm busy filming. I'm also here, and I'm also an improviser and performer and also amazing things.
Yes, you are. Welcome, team. Welcome, team. Welcome, Jittery Citizens.
Nice to be here.
Hi, yes. Who are you?
I'm Claudine Ullman, and I am actress, improviser, stand-up comedian, and all-round hustler, I guess.
I've seen you somewhere before.
Yeah, I am. Wow.
On the cover of that magazine. That's what I'm talking about. So today's show is full and crazy and really fun. But before we get into anything serious about anything, we've just had some pizza. I think what we need to do is, let it out. And then I think we need to sing a love song.
To pizza.
So this is duet. This is going to be for whoever feels like singing. Everybody can join in background. If we can have a love duet about the pizza we've just eaten, the carbohydrates, that would be bloody amazing. Whenever you're ready, this is Duet.
Like that tune there, Tony. It's smoky. Like the taste in my mouth. from a wood fire. Wood fire.
Yeah.
You come around. You come around onto my plate. You are around. When you taste it, that's not up for debate. I'm not a sister. I'm a brother. I just got a cold.
Sorry, brother. I hear you, brother.
Sing it, sister.
Yes, brother.
Well, sing it then, sister.
Yes, brother.
I'm listening to your sister while I'm eating pizza. Well, you came around just like this round pizza on my plate. You looking like you're just full of hate. Have a slice of my pepperoni vegetarian special. It's gonna fix you up real quick. 'Cause if you don't like vegetarian pizza special, then I don't know, we just can't stick together.
Well, mate, unfortunately you're a carbohydrate. Oh, you don't exactly know how to please me, but what you do know is how to be real cheesy. Yeah, baby.
Baby.
You're topped with pineapple.
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni, baby. Because I'm kind of a vegetarian lady. Don't want no pepperoni, baby.
Well, you came around on my plate. You weren't a square. You were just trying to stipulate that you were some tasty vegetarian pepperoni pizza. And well, though you were full of hay, sister, the fact that you had a slice of my dough means that we can play Twister.
Well, baby, the truth is there's no room. Got space for pineapple, got space for some shrooms. But unfortunately, there's no room for you here, my dear. No room for you here, my dear.
Bye-bye, veggie girl. You gonna miss me.
Bye, pepperoni boy.
Gotta love this.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, that was awesome. That was awesome, but nothing tastes as good as pizza going down the gullet. Like, nothing will come close. No love song. No love song can represent that.
While you're trying to sing as well. So it's, yeah.
That's true. Has everybody in here had a slice of pizza?
A couple. Yes.
Good. Good. Everyone's feeling good?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So maybe we can just talk a little bit about improv comedy and a little bit about what it takes to do what we just did. So what's going through our brain? What's not going through our brain?
I think it takes a lot of guts.
Tell me more.
I think it's really scary to get up in front of people and to perform when you haven't got a plan. I mean, I think anything in life is scary without a plan, but you don't know what's going to come out of your mouth. You don't know what the audience is going to give you. Everything is made up on the spot, fresh, never seen before, never going to happen again, once off. And I think it's really it's a scary thing. And I think to just let go and to embrace that fear / whatever it may be, to let go and embrace that and just let the magic happen, props to you guys. Go pizza song. Like, yeah.
It kind of feels like you're trying to build a house, but you don't, you know, really have a plan. So you're sort of finding, you know, like you're building materials around, you know, here's a stone, you know, like here's a couple of bricks, and you're just kind of building this thing. And at the end, somehow it's, you know, normally, you know, makes sense. You know, sometimes it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. Most of the time it doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also, I mean, it's really fun. It's a fun way to, like, just challenge yourself and not know what's coming next. And because you guys don't know what's coming next, don't worry, neither do I. We're going to play another game. Yeah. Woo! And this game is called Three-Headed Diva. This is for Jovan, Claire, and Megs.
Yeah.
And the way Three-Headed Diva works, it's kind of complicated. Now, we have a diva in studio with us today, and she has three heads. Okay? But those three heads are actually one head, which means we've got three players who are performing as one diva, and they like to sing in the following order. They like to sing one word, two word, three word, four word, five word, four, three, two, one, and then the song has to finish. Okay? So, divas, do you understand the rules?
Yes.
And by divas, I mean diva, because you only have one head. All three of you.
Yes.
Fantastic. So what we need to do is we need to give the group some inspiration. Maybe we can get something from WeChat. So from WeChat, we are going to get an occupation. And our occupation is, let's see what we've got here on screen. Our occupation is we have somebody who is into extreme sports. So we have an extreme sportsman. That is our occupation. So that is going to be the theme of this song, extreme sports. Three-Headed Diva, are you ready with your song?
Yes.
Fantastic. About you guys and about that game
is it is really, really structured. So you guys have rules in which you have to fit in. You've got to go one word, two word, three word, four word, five word, and all the way back down. And it's got to be three of you singing. So a lot of structure, a lot to think about, but it feels like a huge accomplishment. Like at the end, you all, yes, we all yes, and we all high-fived each other. Why? Let's talk about that feeling.
Oh, man, group mind and success. But before we go on to that, I just want to say, like, to be able to see that as well, the facial expressions and what's going on here, like, it's ridiculous. That's why you have to come and watch one of our shows, because it's just not the same on radio.
Yeah.
We look like absolute idiots, but you have to come and see that. Like, that was ridiculous. Anyway, carry on.
I think what gives you that sense of accomplishment is that, like Claudine said, there it's very structured. And it's almost like running a race. You know, you want to get it right. The stakes are so high that if you that when you get it, it just completes you.
And I think your success as an individual also means the team's success or the group's success. Because if I stuff up whatever I'm saying and it doesn't make any sense, then I've thrown my partner next to me in the shit because they can't carry on. So it's like individual success is important, yes, but even more important is the group success and the group mind. And yeah, it's a crazy thrill to, like you say, you want to get it right because you're not just getting it right for you, you're getting it right for the good of the story and the team.
The good
and
of humankind.
Magic.
Yeah. It does feel like magic. It really does. When it comes together and not only for you guys playing it, you know, does it really become something amazing, but it really is magic for us to watch and listen to as well. So I want to move on to our next game, which is also really magical and really beautiful. This is a little game that is called Scene Ending in I Love You. This is for Nadar and Greg, or whoever wants to play it, but I think why not Nadar and Greg? You guys have played this before. You're going to play a normal scene, and it's got to get to a song at some point. And the only rule is it's got to end in I Love You. So all of us can feel free to do background, any background sounds we want to do. We need to give you some inspiration. Jovan, can we please have something interesting that you have seen on television or pop culture at the moment?
Something interesting I saw was a chicken running around with its head cut off. It was a cartoon.
Was this on YouTube or PornoTube or?
I've seen that one. I've seen that one. It's amazing.
Yes. It was. Did you see it?
It was incredible. Yeah. Yes. I mean, I've never seen people do that with a headless chicken before.
It was crazy.
Well, that is your inspiration. Oh, I personally haven't seen that cartoon, but headless chicken is your inspiration. This is Scene Ending in I Love You. Whenever you're ready.
Morning. Hi. I'm looking for a nice strong chicken, please.
Well, you see, there are a lot of people who come by here asking for a nice strong chicken, but they don't know much more than just that they need it to be nice and strong. Now I need to know how many legs, how many arms, how many wings, how many necks, how many heads.
Oh. No, it's not that kind of chicken. This is a real chicken that I need. I heard that you were the person to come and talk to. I was told from a friend of a friend that I could come to you.
You take
for
very
strong
long
chickens
to get whatever you want to say out.
Well, I mean,
I
I'm just
need
not
to know
really
what kind of chicken you want, how many legs, how many arms, how many feathers. Really, I'm very specific about the way I breed these things. I breed them like organic vegetable matter.
Yes, which I find quite strange in a hillbrow. It's how do you grow the food? Oh, like that. Oh, wow. Well, I wasn't expecting that. I was told that the code word is my submarine is full of eels. And then you'll know which chicken to give me.
Who told you that?
Rodney.
Your submarine?
Is full of eels. That's what he... Then you'd give me the right...
Okay, give
chicken.
Me a minute. Got the chicken. hiding out the closet. Got the chicken, hey, how's it? Got two legs and two wings and two heads and five eyes. Do you like it?
Well, it's not the kind of chicken that I was hoping for. But it's the one that I'm going to have to take before I run out the door. You see, I'm actually quite a church-going guy, but it's just something in me that I thought, well, I just have to give this a try.
Chickens and church are not mutually exclusive.
That's not what I heard from Pastor Yusuf.
Pastor Yusuf doesn't know what he's talking about.
But he's the biggest chicken fucker in the town.
Chicken.
Oh, sorry, this one still has its head. I was told that you would give me headless chickens.
Well, here you go.
Well, that wasn't expecting that. This is a vegan show, by the way.
Oh, well, they've all been reared fully on vegetables.
Well, then that's quite all right, then. Because I like chicken. Without a head.
Chicken.
Has anyone said that you look a bit like a headless chicken?
Wow. No.
Well, I'm saying it now. I can't believe I'm being this brave. Maybe it's because I've just had sex with a headless chicken, but I don't know. I've got all these feelings coming up for me, and I look at you, and I see a headless chicken, and I love headless chickens.
That's funny. That's funny. You love headless chickens and you like me too, headless chickens, because in these few minutes I've realized that.
Yes. Yes. Say it. I'll wait.
I love you. I love you more than my chickens. I do.
Do you have any headless sheep back there?
I'll show you everything I got.
No, I love you too.
That was so beautiful. I just fell in love. I don't know if it was...
I already had like a slightly disturbing day and I feel like...
that was just more disturbing.
I wanted to come and just play to get it off me and now it's just back.
That's back. Headless chicken love is a real thing. It is a real thing.
Well, it's out there now.
It's out there now. And we have totally had so much fun in terms of headless chickens. But let's talk about... Tony, maybe you can tell us this. Let's talk about what is going through the mind of a musical improviser when this is happening. Not to say we're all not musically inclined, but, you know, we can rely a lot on the lyrics and the storytelling. What are you relying on? What's going through your mind?
I'm relying on a chord structure that people can work with. And very often I've got to change it according to what the singers come up with. But I think what makes it quite a lot of fun for me is pimping them. In other words, you know, you think it's going to be a love story. So you think it's going to be a kind of a romantic rhythm and a slow. So like with the chickens and the scene ending and I love you. I thought, well, let's see what happens if we put it like a country and western twist on it.
And Nadar totally picked up on it with her accent and all. So it's absolutely so cool to be able to put each other in the cuck, put each other in the shit, and know that we're all going to work together to get us out of it. To get everybody out of it, which is really cool.
And one learns new things as a musical improviser and also about chickens and what you can do with them.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah, all the time.
Who would have thunk?
Absolutely. And who would have thought that we could sing a love song about a headless chicken and for it to be so damn beautiful?
Yeah.
It really, really was. We're now going to do a group game. This is one of our favorite games. We get to serenade someone really special in our room at the moment. And we're not going to serenade anybody on WeChat right now, but we are going to serenade one of our players because it's her birthday soon. And that is Campbell. So we've decided to dedicate this serenade to the soon to be birthday girl. Campbell, how old are you turning?
I'm not healthy. You know, I'm not turning young enough. So, yeah.
How old are you really turning?
Claudine, I thought this was a safe space, but I am turning 23.
23? Hey, she's ancient, everybody. Get out of the building. She's too old. You're turning 23. Fantastic. Yes. Do we have any other questions?
When you were younger, what was your dream thing to be?
Well, you know, yesterday I was thinking of being an astronaut, and I thought that was a very good thing to be a part of. So, yeah, an astronaut.
You were younger then?
I was younger then.
Yeah.
And Campbell, what is your ideal man?
Idris Elba. Stop it.
Idris. Describe him.
Come on, don't bring me into that space right now. Okay, just Idris. Yeah.
Idris.
I'm sorry, I'm fogging up.
Campbell, do you read?
I read very good.
It would have been really, really awkward if she had gone,
No. I want to know, who's your favorite writer?
Shucks.
What's your favorite genre?
Okay,
let's open it up.
I love Roald Dahl. So, yeah, there you go.
Okay,
there you go.
Perfect.
We all love Roald Dahl. Wow. Who doesn't love him? He's a legend, yes. Roald Dahl. Do we have any questions, anything else, or are we all good with Campbell? Do we know Campbell very well?
Yes.
Chris,
we do.
Chris just has one question for Campbell.
Yes, Chris.
What is that?
And that is, who's your favorite actress?
Oh my gosh, Chris, I've got to do that voice now. One of my favorite actresses, because I have so many, but one is definitely Miss Whoopi Goldberg, you know.
Whoopi.
She got that
Whoopi.
EGOT. She got an EGOT. Yeah.
Hooray for Whoopi. So this is our song dedicated to soon-to-be birthday girl. Who knows when it is, but it's Campbell, and this is Serenade. This is for everyone. Chicken that's stuffed in a coop. Oh no, she's totally gorgeous and free. She's about to turn 23.
Taken off, not her clothes, but as an astronaut. She's in that shuttle, she's on her way. She's flying around the moon, she's touching down on Mars. But it's here on Earth that we hope she stays.
All I want to do.
to fold, and it's usually a book by a man named Roald.
Watching Serafina though.
Campbell!
We got a special guest for you now, Campbell. His name is Idris.
Stop it. Oh my god!
Sorry, I'm looking for Campbell. I heard that she's a fan of mine, and I just thought I'd come through and say hi. Campbell, what you don't know, darling, is that I'm a big fan of yours too. Oh yeah, I got a poster of you up on my bedroom wall, and it's just such an honour to meet you. You know, come and be in my next movie. You know what I mean?
So, Campbell, when is your actual birthday?
On my ID, it says the 21st of July, but for anyone who would love to spend the day with me, it is actually the 22nd of July. Thank you, South African government.
Thank you. Thank you for giving Campbell an ID. That was our amazing show. We are and have always been and will always be South Africa's improv troupe. Of improv troops. We are the Jittery Citizens. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. If you would like to get hold of us and see more of who we are and what we do, you can visit our website on www.jitterycitizens.com. Otherwise, you can find us on all social media platforms at Jittery Citizens. You guys have been amazing. No, you guys.
No, you.
Have
no,
been
you.
Amazing.
No, you hang up.
No, you. You guys. I've been your host, Claudine Ullman. You guys have been here. You're the Jittery Citizens. We love you. Thank you. And goodbye.
Goodbye.
I love to be a jittery citizen. We all love to be jittery citizens.